Well, congratulations, first off.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It's always good to get an opportunity to play, and no matter the circumstance, it's got to be prepared and ready to go.
Now, you always say that you're prepared, like you're the starter, and all you guys always say that. I mean, is it different when you really are the starter?
Yeah, of course. I think just everything that comes with that, but it also helps to get the prep during the week and to get, you know, to get your mind right all week to be playing, and you know you're going to get to play a full game and get into a rhythm, and so in my opinion, it's better.
What do you think you did the past however many weeks since you got here to get you to this point where you're not starting?
You know, just biggest thing was just learn the offense, figure out how to get out of the huddle, you know. So, and like I said before, it was really just a terminology change for me. Football plays wise, I was familiar with pretty much everything we were doing, very similar systems. So, it's just a matter of learning the terminology, learning the guys, learning the cadence, stuff like that. Just comes with time.
Do you feel you're auditioning for your future?
You know, not really. I feel like I'm trying to beat the Cincinnati Bengals. That's kind of how I have to approach it, and everything else just kind of happens, and 1 week at a time, and keep preparing, keep playing.
Did your eight starts with the Rams leave you with a clear thought that you're telling yourself, yes, I can play in this league?
Yeah, I think, and I've said that before, my time in St. Louis and just kind of the journey to this point, it is important that you believe in yourself, and you kind of draw from what you did well and try to learn from what you didn't do so well. I think quarterback's a pretty difficult position to play, and but I also appreciate the challenge and want to get better at it. I want to be good at it, and so every opportunity you get to play, that's the only way to get better, is to get out there and play and make mistakes and build on what you do well.
That's your best game, you know, arguably, I guess, would be that Seattle game, maybe a big win against a good team. Is that the kind of thing you keep on a trophy case somewhere, that image of the Seattle game? Or?
You know, I think it's important, really, that you flush every game when it's over, whether it's good or bad. But to a certain extent, yeah, you draw off of the confidence that good games give you, just remind yourself that, you know, you can do it, and just takes the right opportunity.
As far as just delivering the ball, do you feel quick release that you have is the key to your quarterbacking, and how do you develop a quick release?
That's a great question. Honestly, I just try to throw completions. That's always been my mindset. I know it sounds simple. I know it seems elementary, but throw completions, don't take sacks, and don't turn it over. That's really what quarterbacks.
Is there any coach who worked on quickening your release and your
program? No, not specifically, no.
Hey, Austin, Coach had a lot of praise for your preparation and your work ethic. Has that always been you? I mean, were you the kid that handed his homework 2 weeks early or something?
Maybe not my homework, but when it comes to football, yeah, I would say I've always enjoyed it. You know, I've always enjoyed the X's and O's part of the game. And, you know, I think for me personally, I hate feeling unprepared for anything, especially, you know, leading the quarterback, being a quarterback on an NFL football team. I feel like there's so many people that are counting on you and looking at you to play well. The fact of letting people down just bothers me. So I think that's where it comes from. I think that's where just the hard work and prep comes from. And I just think it's a big responsibility.
Hey, Austin, when's the last time you ran like a two-minute drill like you did the other night? Did you have one last year? Like, you know, a game on
the line? Yeah, we I forget the last one. Maybe Arizona, maybe Dallas, but yeah.
And what would you have done differently? I know you had the problems with the headset. But
you know, I'm not really going to speak on that. I'm trying to move on, trying to get ready for Cincinnati. You know, we obviously didn't get the job done, didn't get close enough, didn't do what we needed to do.
Have you heard from Favre, and do you hear from him much?
No, I don't think he gets cell receptions deer hunting in the woods. So he's unreachable right now. But when he comes out of the foxhole, I'm sure he follows along. I know he's had a lot of nice things to say, and I appreciate it from such a legend and such a great player.
When you when you didn't, were not drafted, did you expect to be drafted? And then how did that maybe motivate you?
I didn't honestly know what was going to happen. So just the way I approached it was, at worst, if you get an opportunity to go to camp somewhere, make the most of it, and might be your last chance to ever play football, so try to have fun with it. And was able to, you know, make the team and just kind of go from there.
Hey, Austin, Coach said that he was treating the quarterback thing week by week. Does that change, affect your mindset at all? Does that make it more difficult, thinking it could only be 1 week as a starter?
I think the quarterback situation is always week to week. I just think that's how you have to approach it. Just to prepare and be ready to play, and you never know when somebody's going to get hurt or circumstances change, and just be ready to go. And hopefully, if you play well, you get to play another week and build off of it.
You probably aren't aware of this, but you're the 24th guy to start a quarterback since 1999. I mean, how bizarre.
You know, I've heard that number tossed around, but I guess I haven't been here, so it's hard to really speak on that. I just want to prepare and play my best.
Did it take any kind of gumption or courage to sign a contract extension for a team that had a pretty well-known first-round pick already on the roster?
I felt like I had an opportunity here and wanted to be a part of what they were doing, and I felt like it would be good to get something down and to keep growing as a player build on what we're doing here.
When you did that, did they say that you had starting potential and that was possibly in your cards here?
You know, I think from the moment I got here, I felt like they believed in me as a player, and I think that's really important. Regardless if I was going to serve as the three for the rest of the year, that really wasn't part of the discussion as far as, you know, you're going to start and this and that. We all know how things can change, but there was a we like what you've done so far, and we believe that you can be successful. And I think that's really important, and gives me a lot of confidence.
I know you want to leave St. Louis in your rearview mirror, but does it cross your mind that you're being named a starter the same week they're looking for a quarterback?
No, you know, I honestly miss those guys and wish them well, but it's life in the NFL. Guess which teams you got to keep going and keep getting ready to play.
What is Josh kind of meant to you in that quarterback room this year?
You know, I've said it before, just honestly everything. First of all, just watching him play and run the offense has been a great help, but also just his ability to spend extra time teaching me, you know, A, what he has learned over his long career, and B, specifically this offense. So, I think we all know he's a selfless guy. He truly cares about the quarterback room and this team and wants to do everything that he can for us to be successful. So greatly appreciative of what he's done.
What lessons did you learn in the first meeting with the Bengals, even though you weren't in there, and what jumps out in general about that defense?
Well, you know, they're really good. That jumps out. I don't know exactly what they're ranked, but I'm pretty sure it's close to the top. You know, we'll go back and watch that film and just try to build on what we were able to do successfully and figure out what we didn't do so well. And every game's different, you know, so to a certain extent it's you kind of just let that one go and, you know, remember what they did schematically and, you know, but they're going to change and we're going to change. And so it's a different game.
Is it daunting for you to go and play in front of a home crowd where so many people, not only locally but nationally, want Johnny Manziel to play and to see what he can do? What impact does that have on you stepping out there?
You know, I think, like I said, I think playing quarterback is hard no matter what. So it doesn't really matter, and I have to do a good job of not letting it faze me. You know, I think the thing that we need to remember is our fans are passionate and want to win, and that's something to be thankful for, honestly. I appreciate that, so I don't take things like that personally. I see it as they're passionate, they want to win, we all do. And to play in front of a home crowd like that, you know, I'll take that any day.
Hey, Austin, what's a couple more? Were there a couple things that you took away from your starting time last year with St. Louis that you'll draw upon this week?
Yes, of course. I think the preparation and the process and how to stay fresh every week. I mean, I think until you play a full 16-game NFL season, you know, your body's not used to it and all those things, and you can mentally wear down and physically wear down. And I think I learned some things last year that will help if this continues.
Are you in touch with Favre a lot? Is that kind of overblown just because you went to the same college?
I think it's probably overblown, yeah.
What is the relationship like? Can you characterize your dealings with him?
You know, we met when I was back in college, and we text every once in a while, but I wouldn't say we're talking on the phone every night.